Well, I want to thank everybody for joining in on the call. The topic this week is ADD, ADHD, and drug addiction. And we have a couple of speakers that are going to share their experiences in their clinics with using the Vital Force products. Dr. Davis, can you lead off?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And I know that we have a variety of clinicians from a variety of different backgrounds. So to bring you up to speed real quick and not to take up too much time, my background is I was a physician assistant in the United States Army during the Vietnam era. And then I became a chiropractor from the chiropractic work, realized that did not have all of the answers in natural medicine that I was after, and pursued the activities of natural medicine and became an NMD back in 1994. The drill is, tonight we're talking a little bit about the ADD and ADHD phenomena. Here in California, it has become approximately 10% of children entering into elementary school. And the other issue is there is a ongoing chemical assault on our children. And so looking at what we can do from a natural perspective is that my particular focus is to work with diet and lifestyle, work with the parents, but also what we have is a number of what we refer to as dysfunctional syndromes within these children. A couple of books for those of you that may be familiar, may not be, that would bring you up to speed in this is that there was a book published in 1997. It's called Our Stolen Future. It was written by a group in cooperation of scientists, but Theo Colburn, T-H-E-O Colburn, C-O-L-B-O-R-N, actually connects the link that these children are impaired in utero because of the toxic burden within mom. Secondly, there is a PhD who was part of the Center for Disease Control, left Center for Disease Control in environmental protection activities. His name is Dr. William Shaw. Some of you may be familiar with him. He wrote a book back in the mid-90s. It was called Biological Treatment for Autism and PDD, which kind of maps out a very wonderful way of understanding what's wrong with these children. They actually have a diagnostic test. It's a urine sample that will screen 72 metabolites and give you clues as far as how these children are impaired. In my particular situation, what we see is we have a toxic air, we have toxic water, and we have toxic food and devitalized food. These children are desperately in need of nutrients. They can't get it from the food chain that mom and dad give to them on a regular basis. As their immune system is impaired because of devitalized food and then also other behaviors that happen in stress in the family, what we have happen to them is their biochemistry, their biological terrain becomes disassociated from normal functioning. So within the biochemistry effects and dieting behaviors, of course, all the things we pay attention to that's well talked about, well written, there is a yeast overgrowth tends to be a ongoing phenomenon creating neurotoxins within the system, which locks up the brain. The brains themselves become heavy metal toxic because they do not have the nutrient load to clear them on a regular basis. They have livers which are impaired of doing the detox pathways so that they can't clear the ongoing poisoning that happens on a regular basis. So by working very hard at this for a number of years, I came across Subtle Energy approximately a year ago, and in that was completely overwhelmed by the way in which we can change these children from struggling with diet behaviors into a way of helping them become more functional very quickly. So you have to do diet management, lifestyle management. You have to look for the hidden infections, the hidden poisons, and the hidden toxins. Even though working very hard to clear those things, these children still struggle. They have environmental allergies, and they also have food allergies. But what I have found within the Subtle Energy protocol is that the mind behaviors tend to give them tremendous relief and support. The first one that I always initiate is stress relief, and the second one that I initiate is Oxygen Plus, which is a relatively new configuration that has shown us during the daytime behavior creates energetics that do not allow them to amp up too much. The goal is to get them to go to sleep at night And the goal is during the day not to have them become so wound up and active that their brains just do not function. And when they put in a stressful situation at school and around teachers, what happens is sometimes their brains do not have the neural connections that allow them to function as other children, so they become more anxious, therefore they lock up. So in a very difficult child, we would use ClearMind to help them in the sorting process if they find that they get stuck. In other words, a child that is presented in an ADD phenomena that's in a classroom setting who is asked to do a test or involved in a spelling bee, sometimes these children, even though they're very bright, the anxiety that they're involved with of performing will lock them up and they become very anxious. For these children, what we find is the Oxygen Plus as a remedy, about 5 to 6 drops, depending on how large the child is, up to about the age of 12, is sufficient enough to kind of carry them through the morning. And we just put that in a shot glass of fluid, generally water. The stress relief at night is helpful to defuse the daytime stressors. And then what we have during the day, if they get this locking up behavior, we would use ClearMind. We also find that for numbers of these children, if they have been a victim, in other words, they're born into a family, mom and dad happen to dabble with recreational drugs and real drugs, there is an impairment in their phenylalanine capability. And what we'll find with those children, tranquility is helpful to help modulate the persistent anxiety depression phenomena that they tend to struggle with. Those are the things I find common that we would use for the mind activities, but the focus still is not there. The focus for me always when we start these children is we work with their digestive tract, we work with trying to improve their liver function, and the GI Aid has a tremendous ability there of reestablishing the gastrointestinal functions. Also, what happens, we would use thymus and acute immune for those that have had trouble with their immune system. In other words, if they come in and their history is generally classic, they were reasonably good as an infant, they generally are doing okay until their first introduction to antibiotic therapy because of an acute strep throat or an acute ear infection, and then they have multiple rounds of these. So as we start to see that pattern of frequent visits to the traditional pediatrician for the purpose of antibiotic therapy, for the purpose of controlling the bacterial insult on them, what we find is the more frequent they are there is the more dysbiosis and disturbance we have within their gastrointestinal tract and also in their liver. So the process is to reestablish their foundation of gastrointestinal function, liver function, as well as detoxing pathways, as well as energizing and stimulating brain function. So it is no question, it's a Rubik's Cube. Each child is a little different package. But what I have found after doing this for approximately 15 years is that working with very, very difficult cases in our particular community, moms and dads have been very successful recently as we've introduced the Soto Energies to them because it's an easy application and there is no real fear of downside, and the downside effects are negligible, if any. I haven't seen any yet. And even the school nurses will participate with us with this. So that's kind of a brief overview. I apologize for being brief, but I know we have other things to talk about tonight.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions they'd like to ask Dr. Davis?
Yes, Elena, I have a question for Dr. Davis. What you will suggest practically to give a child of 12 years old with that focus problem 3 times a day energy or 2x a day?
Well, again, it's a matter of, you know, in a perfect world, in a perfect environment, if this child is in school, many times the school officials will not participate unless you have a good working relationship with them. So unless you can recruit the educational behaviors and the school nurses and the school clinician, we're kind of stuck with kind of working around the school. And so what we do in our community is first thing in the morning we administer the dosing, and then as soon as they get out of school, when mom pick them up, they administer another treatment.
Okay, so before the school, strictly right before, like 15 minutes before the class.
Sure.
Yeah, and you will suggest in the morning ClearMind?
We will suggest if they're having difficulty focusing and they have trouble in their confusion or they get locked up, we would use ClearMind and Oxygen Plus together.
And together, 5 drops plus 5 drops,
That's
yeah?
right, correct.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Pam Compart, I'm a developmental pediatrician in Maryland, and
yes.
I do all the diet and other things you've been talking about. I had a couple of questions. One is, what effect, if any, do you see on, you know, I have kids who come to me on medication, and as I do other things, end up needing to cut back their medication. What interaction do you see in terms of the subtle energy and medications in terms of how soon you need to start cutting back medication dosing?
Oh, good question. What I find is, again, we're looking at behaviors with the children.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really see a negative effect of drug interaction with
mm-hmm.
subtle energy, which is a good thing. What we tend to see is moms and the school children, as well as the nurse or teacher, will make a comment as to, is this child on a different medication? And when
mm-hmm.
we ask them, what do you mean? They say that some of the subtle areas of their behaviors, in other words, even on medication, they still have difficulty, right?
Right.
And so when they start to see these other behaviors changing, because of the subtle energy being applied, they will generally ask, have you changed medication? What's the new medication? When we start to see that, we ask them to start withdrawing from the drug itself. We don't see a negative effect or any kind of interaction within the conventional medication, say Ritalin as the example, and adding the nutritional support and the effects of the subtle energy. So we're not seeing a negative effect. What we see is a broadening enhancement effect, and when we start to see that, then we withdraw the med.
And do you have any sense of how long that usually takes? For example, when I add essential fatty acids, it's almost like clockwork. At about 6 weeks of essential
right.
fatty acids, I have to cut down the Ritalin, for example.
Exactly right. No, exactly right. No, and this is generally about 7 to 10 days.
Great.
And on a couple of children, it's generally within 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
It's about what I'm feeling
mm-hmm.
from our children and from our moms.
Okay.
But I kind of let it ride to about 7 to 10 just to make sure.
Okay. And can you stick these in things like milk as opposed
Absolutely.
To water?
Yeah, I think
my kids are so picky, you have to hide it.
Yeah, exactly. I think Constance and Yuri and even Jeff may have different opinion, but I find that with children, my experience is we can put just about anything and it still works.
Okay.
That's the amazing part.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
What type of fatty acids do you suggest?
Are you asking me or are you asking Dr. Davis?
Answer it, Dr. Davis, whole
crowd. Well, I have a little different spin on the essential fatty acids. What I find is most of them are oxidized. So what I'm using is a particular product from a very small company, which is actually the oil from the aloe vera plant, and it's called an aloe pearl. And with these children, I use 3 a day. But there are other fatty acids that are used, different companies like Barlean's and others that will blend them. There's Udu's oil, which is a different blend, and others that are out that have been used. So that's my spin.
Have you used Colston's?
I have not.
Dr. Compart, do
yes.
you want to speak to the fatty acid issue?
You know, I find that the fatty acids I need to use for brain function, I don't use things like flax because they're too broad. They're omegas 3, 6, and 9, and what they really need for brain function is the DHA component.
Right.
So depending on whether kids can swallow capsules or not, if they can't, a product that's fairly well received is Core Omega, which comes in little packets, and it's orange flavored and contains 200 milligrams of DHA per packet. Tastes like St. Joseph's baby aspirin for children, for those of us who are old enough to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a product by Martek called Neuromins for Kids, which is pure DHA, and it's algae-sourced as opposed to fish-sourced for kids who might have fish allergies. And that seems to work pretty well as well.
Does anybody else have any more questions of Dr. Davis?
Yes, this is Dr. Jerry Sugarcola in Southern California now. Dr. Davis, at the beginning, you stated that you're in California now. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, where in California are you?
I'm way up north in a little town called Redding.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is. You're right.
Okay.
Mount Shasta?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Okay, and also you mentioned that there was a urine profile, a urine test that
yes.
had about 72 different parameters that you can test on.
Correct.
For diagnosis of ADD or ADHD?
Yes, what it does is it gives you a nice parameter of where the toxic burden is.
One of the parameters, casomorphins?
Yes.
All right. What's the limit of casomorphins that you can have as a baseline before we get into the limits of diagnosing ADHD or ADD? Is there any such parameters?
I don't know specifically, but I think if you talk to Dr. Shaw, he'd be very helpful for you.
Okay.
You have
and
his number?
You mentioned about lifestyle changes and dietary changes, which I'm more interested in.
Right.
How I treat our clients to try to get the dietary change. In the school, they have a lot of dairy products.
Correct.
I was concerned with trying to cut back the formation or the potential formation of the exorphins, especially the casomorphins in dairy products. Have you found that to be a relevancy in your treatment protocol?
Yes, exactly right. What I find is constantly, very frequently, always in food allergy screening, both in conventional IgE and as well as IgG, we'll have a dairy and some kind of a gluten in the grains. Wheat specifically. American dairy is always a culprit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Davis.
You bet. Thank you.
You mentioned that there was a phone number to Dr.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yeah, Dr. Shaw is 913-341-8949. His laboratory is called Great Plains Laboratory. They're in Overland Park, Kansas.
And that's where you get the urine test from?
Yes. It's an oxalic acid test, but he has a few other tests as well that develop. He was one of the very first back in the 80s that took autistic children and before the age of 12 were able to normalize them. And he has a graphic video and also audios of this. It's very moving. I met him at a conference a number of years ago, and was completely blown away by his candor and also with his diagnostic capability.
His lab has that urine test?
Yes. They also have some blood work as well and other things. But that's where I always start, just to get a baseline where we're at, and then we go from there. He was very helpful, and he'll spend a lot of time with you as far as what laboratory and specifics you can do locally, but he also will work with you long distance.
Hey, Dr. Davis, do you do a test after you've treated the patients for a while to see if...
Yes, I do. We try to get, and again, it's difficult because not all of it's insurance reimbursable. And, of course, once the child is improving, the moms and dads kind of withdraw and they're not really all that excited to continue doing testing. But Dr. Shaw has hundreds of pre- and post-tests. I have dozens of them, and it's very, very interesting to watch. But what you have is a good marker of different metabolites. And then along with that, you have opportunity to see the biochemistry shift back into more of a normal function as you improve them.
Are you looking at the liver to see if it's a test as well?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions? Do you have any questions on dosage or timing on the use of any of the formulas?
I have a comment.
I would like to hear the dosages of the 5 that he's mentioned, or the 6 that he's mentioned.
Yeah, with our children, if they are entering into school, let's say that they are in that area of 5 years of age up to about 8 years of age, generally start with 3 drops in a shot glass of water twice a day, morning and afternoon or right after school if they pick them up right around noon, 1 o'clock if it's preschool or daycare, that kind of thing. And then again, the stress relief just before bed. Then what we do is as they grow and mature in age, so let's say they're 10, 12 years of age, they're a little further along in their academics, and they're a little more active, what we can actually have gone up to is 10 drops twice a day. And then on some of the larger children, those that have developed into puberty a little quicker, they can actually tolerate what I'm finding up to 15 drops 2 to 3 times a day. But again, it's a matter of working very hard at some of these other hidden pillars that's got them disoriented. What we find is these particular remedies are very powerful, very effective. I'm not so sure they're a complete cure. What I'm seeing is the change in energy and a change in their behavior. And we've only been at it about a year now, so we're seeing some very good things that we're not having to use as much. Because as they control their behaviors more, as they mature and as they become healthier, because there's a kind of a paradigm we have in this alternative world that we have a brand new body every 2 years, but in our children, it happens quicker, faster. So I think if the parents work hard with diet and lifestyle behaviors, and they work with parenting behaviors, and they work with school official behaviors, and they do these other things, they can actually improve very quickly. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. So I'm just encouraged that we have something that will work with them, that everybody notices. It's not just me, the clinician, and not a wishful mom saying this is working. We have other folks in the community that are participating and understand that there's been a significant change.
There was another question.
This is Dr. Orlowski. I had a comment I've been using on some autistic children and one ADD child, the foundation, and I've been putting it in penta water, and it seems to really help to draw out the heavy metals. I'm seeing a big difference with that. To me, it seems to be the forefront of what I need to do before I can do anything else.
I would agree.
You find penta water, is Dr. Carlston, or revitalized water to be better?
I've tried the penta water, and that seems to be coming out the best. I'm testing on the patient what they will respond best to, and that's coming out the best.
Okay.
Want to try something that's even more profound?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I've worked with penta water, and I've worked with electrolysis water. I've worked with clustered water, and microhydrant. I've worked with just dozens of things. There's a relatively new thing I've come across. Maybe some of you are more familiar than I am, but I met this gentleman just a few weeks ago. It's called Sante, S-A-N-T-E, water. They're out of Florida. And it has a different energy spin than some of the other things that I've worked with. For detoxing children and adults quickly, they have a water which is referred to as Vital Force. And for adults, it's an ounce four times a day. For those of you who understand the detoxing pathways and stuff, for those of you that paid attention, if you take an ounce twice a day, your perspiration will be real funky immediately within about 12 hours. That's how fast you begin to detox. Never had that happen before. But as far as detoxing heavy metals and other things, very, very fast, very quick, and it's benign. What I mean is we don't have the downside, such as using DMPS or DMSA, getting heavy metals and particularly mercury out of people. This particular stuff happens very quick and fast, and it's very interesting.
Does anybody else have any other questions?
Yeah, where do you order that Sente?
You can go to my website, drdavisdcnmd.com. I have a hot link to them directly. You can just go straight there and talk to them.
Okay.
I think I have a phone number. Yeah, I do. The owner of the company is Bill Warnett, W-A-R-N-E-T. The number is 1-727-726-3050, and they're again in Florida.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions for Dr. Davis?
Dr. Davis, the protocol you gave, is it for the three diseases, ADD, ADHD, and autism?
Well, autism, you have to work very hard with the foundational pillars, which is detoxing them, clearing out the candida yeast overgrowth, those particular things. So what we would find with those individuals, and I have two autistic children now, but they're not autistic where they're completely locked up. They're autistic in the fact they still have the label, so I think they're grading them now further out. Just started two this last month. First of all, we run the oxalic acid test, which is a huge screen from Dr. Shaw's lab, to find out where the hang-ups are, and there's always candida yeast overgrowth with heavy metal and dysbiosis of the digestive tract as well as liver. So we got to get those things. So in the subtle energy patterning, what I would use to start with would be the foundation and the GIA initially. Then we, as we work with them, we would then begin to bring in stress relief and oxygen plus. And then as we start to work with them further, we would bring in Clear Mind, and possibly Balance is another one that I'm beginning to use more frequently. And then depending on their history, on how ill they have been in their first 5-6 years of life, we would then try to stimulate, resurrect the immune system by stimulating them with the acute immune and thymus. And then one last one I haven't mentioned is a wonderful product called Restore. It has a very global balancing effect to the immune system and to the detox pathways. It's kind of like a mushroom that continues to open up, or a rose that continues to open up, or as we talk, onion peels keep getting down deeper levels. But those are just fundamentals that I begin with. And just by using those to begin with those individuals, those children, you'll see profound, unique differences happen, and it's all good.
How do you decide when you start to add those
different components that you just listed?
Well, good question. For those that have kind of like the alcohol, drug, anxiety, depression overtones, the tranquility becomes one that seems to be a modulating and balancing one. For the one that we ask them as we're doing our inducting and getting our questions, that how do they do in school? What happens when they get challenged on a test? What happens when they're supposed to stand in front of a room? What are their behaviors? Sometimes when we get, well, you know, they're not real sure and they're really smart, but then they start to lock up or they get frustrated and angry or whatever, then we see that clear mind may be helpful for them. So unfortunately, we still are doing kind of a this for that behavior. We're trying to work with a symptom, unfortunately. I wish it was more diagnostic than that. But what I find is by using the stress relief as a parasympathetic modulator and the oxygen plus as an oxygen uptake, and it also has got some tagged other minerals in there, magnesium as a parasympathetic calmer and other things, the oxygen plus during the day seems to really allow the child not to get so pinned up with their anxiety. And the stress relief really works well at night for me to be able to allow them to get that deep sleep that they need to recover. And we get that rhythm working from daytime energy and nighttime recovery, then these other things just become fine-tuning that I do just to kind of help mom when we ask, is there anything else we need to work on? And they'll tell me, oh, I like what's going on and everybody likes this, but oh, by the way, we still have this that we need to work on. So that's kind of how I've been working with it.
Okay, let's look at it a different way. Is it possible that since some of this energy seems to kind of adapt inside the body, a kind of an adaptogen, and there's no real side effects, to make it simple, is it possible that we could have a protocol where they take three or four things for an extended period of time and just let the body pick and choose what it needs?
Sure.
So the doctor doesn't have to decide, okay, we should put this, we should put, you know, if we had a battery that they started in the beginning and they just...
Yeah, that's very good, and I like that thought process. What I would start with would be GI Aid, Oxygen Plus, and that would be our daytime remedies and nighttime stress relief, and then let the body find its balance.
Okay. Do we have any other questions for Dr. Davis?
This is Pam Compart. I had a couple other questions.
Okay.
I thought you were only supposed to take three of the products in combination in any given day. Is that not correct?
Well, I think that as the subtle energy understanding is unfolding,
mm-hmm.
I believe that in the early discussions, it's like anything else, you want to kind of get a feel for what's working and what's not.
Right.
It's my understanding that the brain produces about 3,000 frequencies simultaneously. So it has the ability to handle an awful lot at the same time. And what I found just clinically is the goal has been to try to find the quickest way to normalize these behaviors. And some things by just having one or two remedies was enough. So I would just add one more and see what happens.
And do you find you need to stay on these for a prolonged period of time, or is it more like homeopathy where once you're in balance, you may only need to sort of take another hit of it, you know, every couple months to get you back in balance again?
Yeah, I think Jeff would be better able to answer that. But my feeling right now, as I've observed this in the last few months, is once a person starts to normalize, that they can back off of it. And then as there's a sense that things are not right and the moms kind of sense it, then, yeah, you can bump it back up. So I do believe there's a certain latitude of play
mm-hmm.
on how much you can work with this. I'm not so sure you can amp up and take too much. In other words, there's kind of this thought, like in biochemical medicine or pharmaceuticals or nutraceuticals, that we give this huge biochemical ball that creates a huge cellular chaos in the body.
This is Burton Goldberg. With kinesiology or electric thermal screening, you can get your answers.
Yes, very good.
Okay, thank you.
So, do we have any other questions of Dr. Davis? Okay. We're going to go to Dr. Maringels. You want to add anything in your experiences with working with ADD that haven't already been covered?
Oh, yeah, Constance. I just want to fill in a few of the blanks of some of the things we probably know about but haven't addressed. I agree with, as usual, with Dr. Davis because it's been our similar experience. One of the things we forgot to omit is liquid candy, and that's phosphoric acid with a lot of sugar, like 40 grams to 12 ounces, and that's, you got to get the soda out of their diets, 100%. it drains calcium from the body, and it just flips them out. And in our case history taking, we see many of these children have, in the male side, since it is predominantly a male, mm-hmm. probably 3-to-1 situation anymore. And we'll find sugar handling or carbohydrate metabolism problems as well as alcoholism on the paternal side. And I always look for diabetic grandparents and moms or dads with hypoglycemia. We always do test the mom with EAV, or if you do kinesiology, because of that, not only the physiological connection, but also the emotional bond. And we just made a point from early on to check the mothers as well as the child in our testing. There are some peripheral cases to this. We have quite a few. I actually have about a half a dozen of a more rare form of this, which is Asperger's syndrome. Mm. And two of my kids that are like that were originally diagnosed as autistic, and turned out they had Asperger's syndrome, which is, do most of you know what it is?
Yes.
I'm sure our pediatrician does, and some of the other ones. They get normal when they act like normal Asperger's kids. They're very creative. They're very right-brained. They memorize entire movie scripts and everything. And they're good at math as long as they only have to do one problem. When you make them repeat mathematics, by the time they do it twice, they go, what's the purpose of this? Mm-hmm. They can't see doing 20 math problems if they've already proven they can do it one time. So that's kind of a unique type of ADD or ADHD situation. But I kind of triage them out into, are they toxicity cases? Are they carbohydrate, alcohol, sugar handling problem cases, including fetal alcohol syndrome, which can go back even to the mom's pre-gestational period? There's a lot of moms that drank or had problems with sugar handling or alcohol processing, and they may not have drank during their pregnancy, but they were still having fungal metabolites and alcohol and acetaldehyde and those types of things in their system, and that's where the kids toxify from. But I tend to agree strongly in using the foundation formula and golden warmer initially.
GI-8,
and getting some stability in there. The concept I think we need to understand is pediatrics aren't just little adults. They have unique physiology, and these children have never, ever developed normal energetic patterns in their system. Their GI system has never known a normal frequency or energy pattern. Their cellular foundational level may not have ever known a normal frequency pattern. Their right and left hemisphere of the brain may never have known a normal frequency pattern. And so when we use the vital force, I tend to endure with them at least 3 to 4 months minimum, because even though they look good symptomatically, you're still laying down a pattern and laying down a pattern and laying down a pattern of energy to an organ system or to their entire system that says this is what's normal and where you were was not normal. And so I tend to stick with it a little bit more. I think our timing on this call is opportune because a lot of my kids that we manage throughout the school year are ready to finish school now, and we tend to titrate them down and move them off of meds through the summer. I think a question was asked about how we go about that or how we know when. On kids that are, I'd say, 7 to 8 years or younger, we usually observe behavior. But for those of you who have seen a lot of pediatrics, from 8, 9 years old on up, the kids will tell you, ask them, how do you feel? How do you feel if you don't take your Ritalin? How do you feel if you do take it? How are you feeling since you're taking these products? Kids are just brutally honest. I feel better. Sometimes they feel better instantly when you give them something. And they say, Mom, I feel better. And they go, yeah, sure. You know, they think of the placebo effect. We go over and measure heart rates on these kids, and they may have dropped 20, 25 beats per minute. A lot of these children, we've been measuring pediatric heart rates now for 5 years. Their heart rates run between 105 and 130 beats per minute when they're standing up at rest. They're just standing there. And when they're resting, it may be 20% lower. Not quite tachycardia, but it's not normal either. And a lot of them also have orthostatic hypotension, which leads to the oxygen deprivation during the day. So definitely the oxygen plus is indicated on probably all of these cases.
Do we have any questions of Dr. Marangel? So we've covered this subject pretty good then.
Wait, hold on. Sherry, are you still on?
I'm here.
I thought you had a question before.
No, I've just been listening.
Oh, I thought you had. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I will say, though, that we have seen drug interactions with these, and we have seen kids get kind of bizarre with them. So I think that EDS testing or muscle testing is really important to specify what one you're using with it. We've got about a third of our kids that are autistic kids in our practice, and the tranquility and the clear mind with iron seems to work just like a charm. But I have seen them potentiate drugs, and we have had to drop down the drug dosages pretty quickly.
Well, thank you for that. Linda Griffith, would you like to share with us your experience you've had with drug addiction and helping one of your clients get off of some very serious drugs?
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. In November of last year, we had a young woman. She was 22 years old. She came in with a history of abuse and addiction for 10 years. That means since she was 12 years old, she'd been doing drugs. She had never been drug-free for more than a week. She'd done everything from cocaine to heroin to meth, marijuana. Been in 4 treatment programs. When she came to us, she just got kicked out of her last treatment program in California, and she didn't know whether she could even quit or not, but her parents were rather desperate, spent thousands of dollars trying to help her. So we first started her off by giving her 2 of the really main products, stress relief and tranquility, because her anxiety was like 6 times higher than most people as she come off of that. She'd been maybe off drugs maybe a week, 10 days at the most, cocaine or heroin, needle heroin, IV. And so we just started her off with 10 drops of tranquility 3 times a day and 20 drops at night, and stress relief 20 drops at night because she couldn't sleep. And then she could take that stress relief whenever she needed it during the day. Along with that, we added some nutrition, got her liver started detoxing and her spleen, and added some amino acids. One was L-phenylalanine for about a month, then we moved her to tyrosine because that was a little more stable. And to this date, she has now been drug-free for 5 months. She went back into the treatment program about a month ago, but we just saw phenomenal results with the stress relief and the tranquility. I'm sure that the nervous system would not have responded without those energy.
Great. Thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions on, or are they dealing with any drug addictions?
I have a question. When you said she would take stress relief when she needed it, what did that mean? When she had an urge to...
Right. Whenever she had a craving, we just told her, you just take the stress relief. And she used it in the beginning until the drugs were completely out of the system. She used it many times a day. It was like a lifesaver to her.
And how many drops was she taking?
5 at a time.
5 every time that she needed it. Okay. What did the company say that took her back into the program? Were they surprised to see her? And what's the protocol now?
This was her 3rd time back in there, yeah. And she is still on these. At this time, usually they won't allow you to send anything back, but we sent a letter, had her mother send them to him, so she's still on the tranquility and the stress. That nervous system has been pretty impaired from the drug addiction.
Do we have any other questions?
I'd like to comment to that about her case, because we did see her before and after pictures, but it lends a little credibility to what we said earlier about people not ever having a normal pattern to their nervous system. And when you see someone who uses drugs, she started as early as she could just about. And what she was looking to do is fulfill a need in her brain, in her neurotransmitter system, in her nervous system. And she used illicit drugs to do that. Once that energy pattern was replaced and then broken by the Vital Force product, she now has the opportunity to establish normal neurological energetic function, organization, as it were, of the neurological energy and neurosynaptic energy and so forth. And I think that's why these topics we're discussing tonight are so related, because most of these cases have never known what normal is, and Vital Force provides normalizing and stabilizing energy to a disorganized, abnormal system that will always be a paradoxical responder to biochemistry because it's never been organized energetically.
Well, thank you very much for that, Dr. Marangel. Does anybody that's been using the products, any of them, any questions that they would like to throw out there, any challenges that they've had?
The new Meridian products are brand new. Tell me just a little bit about the uses of them.
Are you talking about the Accu oils?
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, I've got the inventor right here, Dr. Yuri Krohn, so I'll let him speak to it since we've had him on the phone and he's been listening.
Yeah, hi. You know, I'm not an acupuncturist, so I cannot give you concrete advices on how to use that. But what we observed, how acupuncturists use them, whatever acupuncture procedure would be appropriate for a particular case, you put on the same point, instead of needles, you just put this oil charged with corresponding meridian. And we saw also acupuncturists who use oils along with needles. And I cannot tell you, is it better to use with needles or not, but definitely oils by itself produces significant and strong effect because it infuses energy into meridian. It's already charged. It's not just passive stimulation of meridian. It's active stimulation. So we saw how acupuncturists using them very fast got a result, I would say, in their estimation, faster than just using regular needles.
They also use them for acupressure. So many of the practitioners that are practicing acupressure will take the appropriate meridian oil to the point that they're using and apply a small amount of oil to that and then do their acupressure. And they find that they get faster results. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Are any of the people using that for the ADHD or ADD kids?
I don't know. Is there anyone on the line that's using the Accu oils for those problems?
Doesn't look like it.
No, I'm not.
Not yet.
The Accu oils are actually relatively new. We really haven't marketed them.
What oils are they?
They're the 12 meridian oils.
Okay.
Each of the oils is charged with a specific energy that helps to activate that meridian. And if it's ascending, it goes up. If it's descending, it goes down. So they follow the direction of the meridian. And they've been tested at UCI with Dr. Joey Jones, showing that they do actually perform in the same way that a needle does perform, and checked on EAV with several independent sources.
Oh, cool.
So if anybody wants information on that, feel free to contact me and I'll give you the rest of it. Do we have any other questions?
One comment before we go.
Sure.
I don't know if everyone's aware, but they've just made some energies of essential oils, wild lavender and so forth, and we're just getting into looking at those with the kids, but a lot of these children respond very well to aromatherapy and the use of essential oils, and the Vital Force essential oil energies are extremely powerful and very interesting in their behavior. So I think we have another horizon to look forward to in understanding their utilization and getting those out to those of us that are using Vital Force and working with those over the next few months.
Now, putting drops in water there as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same mineral charge, just with the energy of essential oils. Jeff, what oils did you try already?
Well, the wild lavender is really excellent. We had that one early on. I've used that with a few of the kids and some of my anxiety patients and insomnia patients and so forth, and it's very active.
So since we really haven't put that on the market, it's been kind of tested. Anybody that is interested in learning more about the essential oils that we put out there and want to do some testing with it, please let me know, and we'll send you out some samples and we can get some feedback.
Hey, Constance, do you have other oils besides the lavender?
Yes, we do. We have about 30 of them that we've been testing.
Okay. Yep. So do you have one of lemon?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, we have lemon. Oregano tested very well on EAV devices.
So if you have a request of something, give us a call and we'll let you know if we have already developed it, and we'll be happy to send out samples to anyone that wants to test them in their clinic and see how they work for them.
Yeah, just as a comment, with the looming of the scars and everybody's quite concerned, I've had a number of patients, frantic moms asking about it, is historically just essential oil of lemon anemized into a room will help sterilize the room. So if you actually have it as a charge thing, that would be of help.
Yeah, very interesting.
Mm.
Dr. Tran, do you want to share with us anything that's been going on? I know you've been testing the Oxygen Plus out in your clinic, and you've had some interesting experiences. You want to share that with us?
Yes, I have used so far only one bottle that you sent me as a sample on dystocia case and on a comatose case on a puppy. I found out that product worked real well to revive the puppies, to get them out of the comatose stage real quick. While I'm on this subject, may I ask either Dr. Davis or Dr. Marangel on how you all detoxify the neurotoxicity of the systemic yeast?
How do you detox them?
Yeah, how you get rid of the neurotoxicity when people have systemic yeast.
First thing is we have to treat and knock down the yeast that is the generator of the neurotoxin. Secondly is it has to have the gastrointestinal tract mended with certain flavonoids so that you can kind of stop the leaky gut. And then thirdly is to try to create an environment where the cell is about 55% water. That's why I'm very intrigued about this Sante water, because what happens is that what makes a poison is its positive right-handed spin. And if you can get it to go electromagnetically left spin, then you can actually get the body to let go of it. So the Sante water that they drink along with these other remedies have a very powerful way of allowing the system to detox quickly without recontaminating themselves as well as mending them.
Do you use product like foundation, things like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, I got a question on that left and right-handed spin. Are you saying that by using the Sente water, you're able to get people to let go of this stuff because of the right-handed spin?
Yeah, see, one of the big phenomena that I've found in all of this alternative work I've been in for approximately 30 years is that individuals, no matter how much detoxing remedies, tinctures, pills, and potions we give them, are still contaminated. Their cells won't let it go. And if you start looking at data, in 1971, the average American had approximately 71 poisons, toxins, xenobiotics, PCB residues in their fat cells, and as of 1997, has approximately 780 chemicals in their fat cells. So what we're seeing is toxic burden being placed upon the American consuming public. We've lost the ability to clear. And part of that is the spin of these electrons, apparently, but our physics friends, maybe Dr. Urey has more info on that. But what this water does is it puts the charge in there, so you get a spin which allows the system to move. And if you bring the body's energetics up to what the Germans refer to as a Bova scale, up to about 10,000 angstroms, what will happen is the cells will begin to release the poison. As an example, I have a gentleman that's got Agent Orange. His family has been afflicted, his wife has been contaminated, and his two children are impaired. And we've tried all kinds of things, even infrared saunas, for the purpose of trying to get them to detox. And this poor gentleman has tried everything in the sun's been a number of different clinics besides my own in an attempt to try to do so. Started on this particular water with these other remedies that we initiated him with about 6 weeks ago, and his energies are so huge. What I mean by that is, up until 6 weeks ago, this poor Agent Orange victim could not walk two blocks without being completely exhausted and down and out. Beginning the water routine with the subtle energy routine, you know, serendipity, both of these came together for him. And what happened is that he is now out and actually thinks he can go back to work. This has been an unbelievable turnaround in his life, and he is just so excited about what's happened to him. He's prayed for this. He's had his church pray for him, and he doesn't know what's happened outside of the fact he wishes that they can continue in this energetic pattern that he's not had in over 20-some years. So,
wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds great.
One more question. Have you used that Sante water for autistic children?
Just beginning, but it's not a true autistic child. So it's in the, they're functional, but they just kind of non-responsive. So they've been labeled by a pediatrician in San Francisco as being autistic, but it was after a number of other physicians weren't sure, so I can't really say that I am in a technical case. No.
Okay.
I'd like to try it,
though.
Thank
you.
I'd like to try it.
Okay, I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. And just to remind you that this call is taped, we will make a copy of it available to everyone that would like it. Usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks for it to be edited and ready for distribution. I would like to extend a courtesy to everyone that has participated on the call. On your next order, you can have a 20% discount on whatever the order is for the next 5 days.
Well,
so just as a courtesy, we appreciate your time, we appreciate your interest, and we would extend that to you. I also want to let everyone know that we now have test kits. They're in the little vials just like you're used to using from Apex or any of the others. It has 30 of the energy formulas, and it runs $75.
Wonderful.
So that is now available, and that's it for the new products that we put out. And if anyone is interested in the 12 Meridian oils, please give me a call, and I'll be happy to fill you in on that as well. So if there's no more questions, we'll wind this up. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Dr. Davis and Linda Griffiths and Dr. Marangel, for your sharing with everyone. And anyone that has something that they would like to share on the next call or upcoming calls, please contact me, and I know that the group would love to hear from you.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody have a good night.